Well, good morning and welcome back to the podcast. Today we have a very special guest. But before there were grapes and before there were dates and railroads, there were Native American people here in the Coachella Valley. And we're very fortunate to have the head of the cultural affairs of the Cabazon Cultural Museum, Judy Stapp, join us to tell us about the history of the Native American people. Judy, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you, and good morning to you.
So, please describe the Native tribes here and how the whole Coachella Valley, you know, came into existence.
All right. The Native people are the first people that were here at least 3,000 years, possibly 10,000 years, depends on who you listen to. But they have been here for a very long time. And today, in the Kaweah Nation, those are the local indigenous people that have lived in this valley and the Santa Rosa Mountains surrounding the valley, they are now divided into nine separate reservations. There's one in the Pass, Morongo. There are four in the valley, and then there are four up in the Santa Rosa Mountains. So here at the Cabazon Reservation, we are located, we don't say in Indio, we are sovereign nation, we are located, we have an Indio address, but we think of ourselves as located next to Indio, and that's where our museum is.
Okay, and everybody here, I'm sure, knows where the Fantasy Springs Casino is. Please tell us where your museum is relative to that.
Our museum is directly across the street from the Fantasy Springs Hotel. It's a small independent building in a parking lot. You can see it as you come in. The hotel would be on your right as you're driving in, and the museum is on the left. And we are open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment.
Okay. I understand that there's no admission charge, correct?
No admission charge. We're free.
That's interesting. Well, I'm sure people would be interested in seeing the museum. I'm sure also that they would be interested in knowing how the Fantasy Springs Hotel and Casino came into being. And so could you tell us that story, please?
Of course. In 1980, the Cabazon Band of Mission Indians opened a card room on their reservation, a poker room. And it was very controversial because it was the very first card room on an Indian reservation in the United States. So there was quite a bit of police presence, and they closed it down numerous times, and the Cabazons had to go to court to fight to keep their casino open. Well, that fight went on and on for 7 years, and from 1980 until 1987. And in 1987, they took their case to the U.S. Supreme Court, who luckily listened to it and made the decision in 1987, known as the Cabazon decision, that yes, indeed, the Cabazons could have economic opportunity on their reservation. And the next year, 1988, Congress decided, well, if you're going to have a casino on your reservation, you're going to have a compact with your state, which is known as it's a contract with your state. And since this was the U.S. Supreme Court, since it was legal in California, it was legal in Mississippi, and it was legal in Maine, and it was legal in Washington State. And so the Cabazon Band of Mission Indians started Indian Gaming, started this multi-billion-dollar business we have today, and we're very proud of that fact.
That's interesting. There's more history here than people would ever imagine.
Yes, indeed.
They've done a beautiful job at Fantasy Springs. The food is good. The entertainment's good. I've enjoyed the bowling alley.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of great things to do over there.
Well, if you play golf, we have a wonderful golf course. That's a public course. And, we have other businesses as well. The reservation is actually in three separate parcels, and one is down in Mecca. And in Mecca, on the reservation, we have businesses dedicated to keeping Mother Earth clean. We, of course, call them green businesses today. And so, yet again, the Cabazons are at the forefront of that movement. And so here at the museum, of course, we tell that story, but we tell the story of other Indian nations as well. And so we try and give our visitors the experience of Indian country, which is not just a place, it's a state of mind. So we hope that the visitors leave our museum and have a new understanding of Native people today.
I see. And Indio being the city of festivals, your festival is called a powwow, correct?
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. We have a powwow over Thanksgiving weekend. It starts the Friday after Thanksgiving. It goes all day, Friday evening, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday. And a powwow is a gathering of Native people to sing and dance and feast. It's like a huge family reunion that has trappings of the Olympics, actually. Instead of winning medals, they compete, and instead of winning medals, they win cash prizes. And that is the Cabazon's way of sharing with other Native people. They also share to us, the community, because it's free and it's open to the public inside. We don't care if it's raining outside or if the wind's blowing, because everybody's going to be very comfortable in our special event center. And it's really a wonderful event.
That's great. Well, you know an awful lot about the Cabazon Indians. Have you been around there a long time?
You know, I have. I started working for the Cabazon Band of Mission Indians 23 years ago. So I have seen a tremendous amount of change here. When I first came to work, our casino was Indio Bingo Palace, and it was a smoky little place and nothing like the glamorous casino that we have today. And I've enjoyed meeting and getting to know many, many Native people from throughout the United States. And I'm just so proud to say that a year ago, the Cabazons made me an honorary tribal member. So I have a real vested interest in what goes on the Cabazon Band of Mission Indian Reservation.
Yeah, I'm sure that's very special. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So, well, thank you so much for taking the time to educate our residents here about another little hidden gem that is within 5 minutes of Sun City Shadow Hills, and I hope that you get a lot of visitors there.
Oh, golly, I hope so too, Bob. I just would be delighted to speak with them and answer any questions and send them off with a free book on Chief Cabazon that we enjoy giving out. So I appreciate you spending time with me this morning to get our message out. Thank you so much,
Bob. Okay, thank you. Have a good day.